We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
13 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL First News Time, Wednesday, November 24th, day 87 of the Ida recovery. Go warm up today, highs of 72, and then tomorrow, Thanksgiving, I like it cool, and I think a lot of people do to kind of get in the holiday spirit, but it's going to be the warmest day we'll have in the next seven. Highs of 76, a chance for a late shower if you're out tailgating before the Saints game. And then the cold front comes through, chilly and breezy, highs of 59 on Black Friday. Lots of clouds on Saturday, which I think is Shop Local Saturday. Highs of 58, Sunday is something. Clouds lingering, highs of 62. And then Monday, which is Cyber Monday, starts cold with lows of 40 North Shore, 48 South Shore, and goes up to only 66. Greg Upton joins us now, our friend, who is there when we need help, assistant research professor at LSU's Center for Energy Studies. How you doing, Greg?
Doing great. Happy Thanksgiving, Tommy.
And the same to you, sir. I see a headline here. Biden moved to tap oil reserves, 50 million barrels. The Strategic Petroleum Reserve can hold 727 million. What does that mean practically? When he taps the reserves, where do those 50 million barrels of oil go? And all oil is not oil, right? So there's different types of oil that's involved in this as well. Walk us through this entire thing, Professor, if you can.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Strategic Petroleum Reserve was created in 1975 by Congress. And today it consists of four large storage facilities that are all here along the Gulf Coast, two of which are in Texas and two are in Louisiana. And the purpose of the reserve was that in case there's ever some major supply disruption, perhaps it would be some geopolitical event that countries didn't want to ship oil to the United States, or perhaps some kind of domestic disruption, as we saw, for instance, during Hurricane Ida. The federal government would be able to take oil out of these reserves, provide that oil to the refining industry, which would then be able to create gasoline, diesel, jet fuel, et cetera, in order to power our economy. And so what's kind of interesting with this release yesterday is that, or the announcement for the release yesterday, is that there's really no current supply disruption going on. What the Biden administration is hoping is that by releasing this oil onto the market, it'll put some downward pressure on prices that'll hopefully save consumers some money at the gas tank. And so, unfortunately, when we look at the data and sort of the amount of oil that's being released, it's probably unlikely to have a significant impact on prices, but at least that's the hope.
So this is more of a political move than anything, or do you feel comfortable venturing into that territory?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really work on the politics of it, but in terms of if you just look at it from a global perspective, so you look at yesterday, so we had U.S., India, China, and South Korea all release that they're going to have these releases from their Strategic Petroleum Reserve equivalents. And when you look at the amount of global demand, the aggregate release is about 12 hours of usage. Keep in mind that this isn't going to all happen at one time. And so the effect on prices is probably going to be pretty small and not really noticeable.
So I see a headline from Fox Business here. Oil reserves released by Biden expected to primarily go to China, India. But you said China is going to release from their reserves as well. So I'm confused about all of that.
Yeah, so I haven't seen that headline, but what has happened is the Biden administration has announced that the U.S. is going to release some oil from our strategic petroleum reserve. And then India, China, and South Korea are going to simultaneously release some from their reserves. And the reason for that is that the oil price globally moves in tandem. So when we look at the oil price in Europe, we look at it in Asia and the United States, it all moves up and down together in lockstep. And so the hope is that if all of these countries are releasing the supply at the same time, hopefully that'll put some downward pressure on prices. But again, just the magnitude of the oil that we're talking about is unlikely to have a really large impact here.
I just don't understand why we would be selling oil to China if they're releasing some from their reserves as well.
Yeah, I haven't seen that article, but it doesn't sound like that headline is accurate from what I'm hearing.
That wouldn't be a surprise from anybody, really, because the headlines are designed to get your attention. So I've asked this question repeatedly. When it comes to gas prices, what is the reason for them going up? Why have they gone up so fast? It seems as though in a relatively short period of time. What's pushing that?
Yeah, this is a really great question. And I think it's something that's providing a lot of anxiety for people is that, you know, when you look at COVID-19 and when it hit, and what we saw was demand just stopped. I mean, the day before COVID hit, I was on an airplane, and while I was in the air, President Trump made the announcement that we were going to stop travel and people were going to, state said that people weren't going to go to work and we're going to work remotely. And so literally overnight, what you saw was the demand for gasoline, diesel, jet fuel just plummeted. And so, of course, oil production was continuing. And so this put enormous downward pressure on prices. And so the rig count in the United States plummeted to all-time lows. And oil production just halted. And what we've seen over these last 6 months is we've seen an economic recovery both here in the United States and globally. And so as demand has come back online, it takes a little bit of time for oil producers to drill new wells and bring more oil to production. And so in this sort of interim time period, what we've seen is upward pressure on prices. The good news is that if you look at futures markets right now, they're in what's called backwardation. And that's just a fancy term. That means that analysts and markets are thinking that oil prices will actually go down over the next 6 months to a year. And the reason for that is when the supply sort of catches up with demand, we think that prices will go back down to somewhere in the $55 to $60 barrel range.
Let me take a break. When we come back, I want to talk to you about, again, what that actually means when oil is released from the reserve and the role of OPEC in all of this, because it seems as though other countries can do whatever they want, but OPEC can just turn it on or turn it off however they want, and that dictates everything. But maybe I'm wrong. Professor Greg Upton's with us, assistant research professor at LSU Center for Energy Studies. For about 10 years now, I've been asking why gas prices go up, and I'm still not really sure I understand why or how. And maybe it does all go back to OPEC. 7:21, time for traffic now on WWL. 7:27 now, 7:27, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Greg Upton, assistant research professor at LSU Center for Energy Studies. President Biden tapped the Strategic Petroleum Reserve for 50 million barrels, which is not going to have much of an impact on anything. But Greg, when we talk about energy independence, when we talk about OPEC, I don't think it can hurt. And look, I'm no Republican or Democrat. I think they're all full of crap, but it can't hurt to have the truth, right? Or facts, at least, before you make up your mind. Was the country energy independent under Donald Trump? And did Joe Biden change that? And was he responsible for the rise in oil prices?
So if we look at and think about this idea of energy independence, so what does that really mean? Well, it means that, you know, the United States has enough energy resources that we can produce here and process here to provide our global or our U.S. economy. And so when you look historically from the 1970s all the way until about the mid-2000s, the U.S. was every single year having to increase its imports of oil from all around the world. And the reason for that is we had both growing demand as well as reductions in production. But because of technological innovations with, you might have heard of horizontal drilling and hydraulic fracturing, over the last decade, the United States has seen just a significant increase in both oil and natural gas production. And so now we're actually a net exporter of energy products. And so that's really good news for both the consumer here in the United States, but also good news for our industries that are employing the people here for that export-oriented growth. And so I don't think which president is in the White House is really going to impact that sort of longer-term trend, sort of energy independence that we've seen. So that's kind of the good news. But I will say that, you know, policy.
Go ahead, finish.
Mm-hmm.
Please, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Important. No problem at all. And so when you look at policies such as Joe Biden's proposed a discontinuation of leasing offshore, those kind of things definitely can have a negative impact on oil production in the long term in the United States. But I don't think we've had enough time to observe those. And so I don't think that's what's driving the increase in price we're seeing today.
Very quickly, yes or no. Did the Keystone Pipeline decision have anything to do with current gasoline prices?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.